There are also instances of sense-making that do not count under explanations. First, sense-making encompasses general attention to meaning, such as the value or meaning of quantities, the reasonableness of an expression or answer, using estimation or number sense, and making sense of word problems that often do not culminate in a clearly stated explanation of a mathematical idea. We note that it is possible to count under sense-making statements that make meaning of mathematical ideas, but aren't quite complete enough to count under explanations. A teacher may give meaning to the process of division by showing the breaking up of a whole into groups, but she would not get credit for explaining division unless she states explicitly that the groups are of equal size. Finally, it's important to note instances that double count under both sense-making and explanations won't necessarily earn the same score point. For both codes, we ask graders to assess the quantity of the code, i.e., whether it occurs at all, is brief, or more extended. However, a high for explanations means that the instance is the main feature of the segment, whereas under sense-making, it just needs to be sustained. Consider the same example of a teacher discussing equivalent fractions. If the whole segment is focused on and builds up to the explanation about why we can make equivalent fractions by multiplying by 4/4, then this would score as a high for being the main focus of the segment. However, it may score lower on sense-making if some of this build-up is procedural in nature without giving any meaning to the numbers or the procedure. Conversely, this instance may score as a high in sense-making if the discussion that gives meaning to these numbers is sustained, but score lower in explanations if other ideas occur in the segment that make the explanation not the main focus of the mathematical work.